Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Hallelujah.
Amen. We have got a do not fear scripture for you today out of Exodus 14:13. Exodus 14:13 says, thank you, Jesus. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. Boy, we've used that scripture many times, but it's the truth.
It's powerful
scripture. So help us, God.
It is a powerful scripture.
There you go.
On today's call, we're going to discuss what's between the dashes.
Oh, yes.
We have discussed. You know, I remember looking over some historical artifacts and souvenirs from a trip that you and I made to Tombstone, Arizona. Some years ago.
That was a long time ago.
It was memorable, though.
It was very memorable. Very.
There's a lot of history in Tombstone, which we truly love. However, it's not just the history that fascinates me, but rather what's written on the tombstones in Boot Hill Cemetery.
There you go.
One of my favorite reads, here lies George Johnson, hanged by mistake in 1882. He was right, we was wrong. When we strung him up, now he's gone. There is something I noticed on almost all the tombstones, grave markers, memorial stones. They have the person's name, the day they were born, a dash, and a date they passed into eternity. What stirs me from time to time is the dash, a little mark that represents everything that happened in a person's life between their birth and their death. A person is born and they die, but their life should be more than a dash. We have no control over when we were born, and only a certain extent to when we die. But we do have control over what happens between the dashes.
That's right.
As the Lord brought the dash to my mind and then our minds, he led us to James 4:14, which says, Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. The key to properly understanding James 4:4 is found in verses 13 and 15. The scripture in this context is from the New Living Translation. Verse 13, look here, you who say, today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We'll do business there and make a profit. Verse 14, how do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while and then it's gone. Verse 15, what you ought to say is, Lord, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or do that.
That's it.
The dash that represents our life is best summarized in verse 15. If the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. The this or that, well, in this very, very, it's not referring to what you want, but what God wants for your life.
His will and purpose.
That's it. James 14:15 prompts each of us to ask and answer these seven questions today. The first two questions all deal with your purpose.
First, what is God's purpose for your life? And second, do you have a plan for achieving his purposes in your life? Now, let's answer both of those questions. First, let's define purpose, though. In the dictionary, it says, the reason for which something exists or is done, made, used, you know, etc. And number two, an intended or desired result, an end, an aim, a goal. Number three, determination, resoluteness. Four, the subject in hand, the point at issue. And number five, practical result, effect, or advantage, to act to good purpose. Purpose gives meaning to why we're doing what we're doing. When we have the right purpose, we'll more easily develop the right vision. When we have the right vision, we will more quickly recognize the right goals to set for us, ourselves, in our lives. In 1 Corinthians 2:16, 2:16 Classic Amplified, it says, "For who has known or understood the mind, the counsels, and purposes of the Lord, so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, and do hold the thoughts, feelings, and purposes of his heart."
Thank you, Lord.
When our purposes line up with his purposes for our lives, the ultimate destination on our journey will be successful. So we need to remember Proverbs 19:12. Today's June 19th. Proverbs 19:12 in the New Living Translation. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail.
Third, what will be said about you after you're gone? You know, I'm sure you'll be missed by your family, friends, acquaintances, your neighborhood, city, state, or nation. When all is said and done, you don't want your tombstone to read like one in Octo Falls, Wisconsin, where it says, "Here lies the body of a man who died. Nobody mourned, nobody cried. How he lived, how he fared, nobody knows, nobody cared." Matthew 3:15 and 16, the Living Bible. Don't hide your light. Let it shine for all. Let your good deeds glow for all to see, so that they will praise your Heavenly Father.
Mm. Fourth, have you been able to make a difference in the quality of life for other people? That's one of the great blessings of life, is to make a difference in somebody else's life, for the good, of course. We can tell you with absolute certainty that God does not want us wasting the opportunities of the people that and the things that happen that he gives us in our life to be able to make a difference in somebody else's lives. The lives of our loved ones and whoever else he brings us in contact to. We could say this big warning, you know, they used to have warnings on everything. Yep. I guess they still do on some. Ignoring this question will be hazardous to your spiritual health, because we need to know that we'll be accountable on Judgment Day for either fulfilling or not fulfilling the purposes of the things that God's laid on our hearts to accomplish. In James 4:17, Living Bible, it says, "Remember, too, that knowing what is right to do and not doing it is sin."
Wow, it's true. Fifth, will the fruit of your time on earth remain as an inspiration and blessing to others? The difference you make, sometimes, well, measured by what you do. Other times, it's by those that you and what you influenced others to do. I would venture to say that no one listening on today's call, well, maybe you have, because we talked about it before.
Because I was going to say.
Can you tell me who Edward Kimball from Chicago is? What was the greatest accomplishment in his life? Without Edward Kimball, would not have been a Dwight L. Moody. Kimball was a shoe salesman. He worked at a shoe store in Chicago and felt led by the Lord to share the gospel with a young man, a fellow salesman, named Dwight. Dwight responded to the message, gave his heart to Jesus, and ultimately went on to be the greatest evangelist of his generation. It was because of Edward Kimball's faithfulness to share the gospel that the Lord reached D.L. Moody, who in turn reached millions, and is still doing through the books he wrote, mm-hmm, and the Moody Bible Institute.
That's it. And Publishing Press.
Yeah.
Six, if you were to write your own obituary today, what would it say? Would you just be a dash, or would you be a difference maker? Honestly, the people listening to the sound of our voice are difference makers all the while. You know, we admire Dr. Creflo Dollar, had opportunities to be with him and in his meetings. And he would say, because this is the name of his church, "Are you a world changer?"
That's
world
true.
World changer ministries. In fact, we encourage you to write your own obituary as if you were to die today. Then we challenge you to write the obituary you would like to have read whenever it is the day that you do die. That way you can know what you need to do between now
and maybe 10 years from now.
That's it. Or more. Who's to know?
Seventh. Would there be a difference and what it says today, and what it'll say in 10 years.
Mm.
If so, what goals do you need to set? What do you need to accomplish to activate your 10-year plan? Colossians 4:5 Message Bible says that we're to, quote, make the most of every opportunity, end quote. Now, that's a good word. In fact, I can tell you that if the dash on your tombstone were just to say, you made the most of every opportunity, then on Judgment Day, well, it'd be a glorious experience for you. As you will hear the words from our Lord, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Our lives are more than a vapor. It's an opportunity to fulfill God's purpose and plan for our lives. And that's not a mediocre effort of one just getting by.
That's right.
It's never too late to make your life count.
Amen.
How do you start? I like this one. Kiss your spouse, your children, even your pets if you got them, if they're kissable. But hopefully not all at the same time.
You're too funny.
But here's some things to do. Pray.
Daily. And all day.
All day. Pray.
Smile.
Read your Bible.
Don't worry.
Look at the sunrise and sunset. Marvel at the majesty of His creation.
You can eat.
Encourage someone.
Make a new friend, or always be on watch, truly, for divine connections.
Dream about the way things can be instead of the way they are.
Amen. Learn a new word every day.
Encourage someone else.
Yes. Call your parents, if they're living, or someone else's parents. Tell them how much they mean to you.
Find things that make you laugh and laugh.
Believe.
You're good at doing that. You make me laugh.
Thank you, darling. Believe that your life matters truly, because it definitely does.
What's between the dash makes the difference.
Yep, makes.
And you determine that difference.
That's right. It's a choice we all make. So we're encouraging you on this marvelous Monday.
Yes, we are.
To start this week empowered by the Holy Spirit that lives within you to make a difference all day today.
Because you purpose to do so.
That's right.
In your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us. Do so every morning at 8:30. If you're blessed by the teaching and the ministry, go to haroldherring.com, click the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. I want you to pray for our friend Lawrence Cook.
Yes.
Who's been in the hospital. A very faithful man of God.
Yes.
And a close friend of ours. Also, if you would, continue to pray for my mom, Miss Annie Ruth, 95-year-old miracle worker. And she needs a little miracle in her life right now.
That's right.
So till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.